happens, just raise your hand. We'll stop. You're not going to interrupt me. We'll just pick right back up where we left off. It'll be all right. I appreciate y'all tonight. I appreciate the church. Thank you so much for the great accommodations. Thank you, Preacher Lawson, for being my friend. I appreciate your leadership and all the things you've done through the years. And I count it a great privilege to preach in the pulpit of my dear friend, Brother Charles Lawson. I thank you for that. Thank you for all that you've done for us, all the good food. Well, I could talk all night about the food. That's eating. That's the way we're supposed to eat, if you want my opinion. Amen. I get tired of cheeseburgers and things like that, and boy, I tell you, that was some good food. But anyway, Psalm chapter number 23 tonight, Psalm the 23rd chapter, we'll finish, try to. Now, can I say this? There's a lot more that I had to let go or didn't be able to get to this morning, and we're going to try to backtrack a little bit, but if I stay too long, I won't be able to get through the whole what I want to tonight, so what the Lord will have us to do. Not the whole Word of God is rich, you know that. But I tell you, this psalm's been read over more gravesides, over more sick folks, and I've used it myself. It's comforted me through the years, and it'll comfort all his children, everyone that knows him. And I know tonight I'm preaching to the cream of the crop. I know that. But there may be somebody here that don't know him as Lord and Savior. Can I say tonight I highly recommend him? Amen. Amen. I sure do. I don't know what anybody does without him. Amen. I don't. I don't know how anybody lives without him. I promise you, I lived for the wrong one too many years. I was in the wrong pasture for too many years. But after I got in the right pasture, amen, got in the right family, got in God's family, well, I tell you, I've never seen a child of God live for God and say, boy, I regret something. Never seen that. Amen. God's people die good. Amen. They sure do. And we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Can I stop right there before we go much further? And can I tell you something? If you'll read verses 1 through 3, you'll talk about David's talking about how good the shepherd's been.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we did tonight, this morning, excuse me. Talked about how good he had been to me and you. Yeah. Amen. And we said that we highly recommend him. But look at verse 4. It goes from talking about the shepherd to talking to the shepherd. All right, let's read verse 3 again. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. God, for thou, he's saying, God, thou art with me. He's gone from bragging on the shepherd to talking to the shepherd. Can I tell you tonight, it's good to brag on him. I love to come to church and brag on him. Listen to me, I love to shout in the house of God. I love to praise God. Hey, this is the quietest place we'll ever be. Amen, it sure is.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to tell you something. When the sheep feed, they're quiet.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you tonight? God called me to preach 2005. And I told the preacher this at lunch, and I thought that when I went to the nursing homes and the prison, I was preaching three times a week in Bible college as soon as I took off. You see how I preach? I'm like a machine gun, I'm wide open. God has to sometimes say, slow down. Well, I mean, that's just the way I am. But as I would go preach places, it was like we didn't knock out the walls and everybody was hanging off the rafters. Well, I missed the boat. God had to deal with me over that.
Amen.
God had to deal with me. That's not what this is about. I love praising God. I love shouting the house down. I do. But there comes a time the sheep need to feed. And when sheep feed, they're quiet.
Amen.
Amen. Sure are. Now, he goes from talking about the shepherd, and we did that this morning. We could stay all night talking about him, to start talking to the shepherd. What do you mean, preacher? Well, it does good to talk about him, but there comes a time you need to get in your house and find your altar and get along with God and start talking to the shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Look at it. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We mentioned this morning, I'll go back and say it starts with the Lord, and that's where my relationship started, was when the Lord saved my soul. In 1997, a young man asked me this morning, Lucas, I believe, asked me this morning. I can tell you exactly where it was, tell you the spot. It was in the Mile Creek Baptist Church parsonage at the house. And hey, you know what? The house is not there no more. They had to tear down the move the house to build a bigger church, praise the Lord. But I can take you to the spot where I asked the Lord. It started, my journey with the Lord started when He saved me, the Lord. But it ends in the house of the Lord forever. One day we're going to draw our last breath and we're going to be with Him on the great mountain on high. Amen. We'll have the great mountaintop experience for eternity. Amen. But aren't you glad for some that God gives us along the way right now? Let's pray and y'all can be seated. Lord, we do thank you once again for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for Temple Baptist Church, Lord, for all the years it's preached the gospel, Lord. It's stood in a lost and dying world, God, and shine your light. Lord, thank you for the dear pastor friend. Lord, thank you for Brother Charles Lawson, God, and his dear wife, Lord, and his family. Thank you for them. Lord, thank you for him standing in the hedge and making up the gap so many years. Lord, we're not here to worship a man, God, but we thank you so much for your man that you have here. Lord, bless him in the later years that we have here on this earth. God, I don't believe it's going to be long like the dear brother preached this morning, taught this morning. God, it ain't going to be long. You're going to come and get the sheep. God, you're going to come and get the church, Lord, and we're ready. I think everybody in here would say we're ready. Yep. God, your people's ready, Lord. I've had enough of this whole world, Lord, and we look around and wickedness everywhere, God, but I thank you for allowing us to be able to come in these four walls, your house tonight, God, and we can set aside everything in this world. We can just focus on you. Lord, we can just worship you tonight. God, help us to do that. Help us to set anything in our heart or mind, God, that might hinder us from worshiping you. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for all your many blessings. God, we thank you for our houses, our boats, and our cars, and all these things you give us, Lord. But we want to realize tonight that you provide much more than these things. You provide green pastures. Hallelujah. You provide still waters, Lord, and you provide tables in amongst of the enemies, Lord, and our cup runneth over tonight, both spiritually and physically, Lord. I mean, spiritually, Lord, we thank you for that. God, we think about the ones that may be gathered here tonight that don't know what we're preaching about. Lord, they've never been saved. God, please don't let them leave the church house lost. God, convict them of sin. Show them their need of salvation before they leave the church house. Lord, maybe there's somebody here that is the sheep. They are your sheep, Lord. They're a child of God, Lord, but they're wandered far off into the wilderness, Lord, and they're not close to you. God, I pray you'll speak to their heart tonight and draw them back unto you tonight. God, you promise us if we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. Lord, and I thank you for that. Thank you for loving us like you do. Have your will and way in the service of what's accomplished. God, you will get the honor and glory for all these things we ask. In thy precious name we do pray. Amen. Y'all may be seated. Thank you for standing. And remember, we mentioned this morning, he's leading the sheep. He's leading us. He's not driving us. He's not pushing us. He's leading us. That's also what your pastor does. He can't make you drink from water. He can't make you get what he's trying to give you out of the word. But hey, you know what? He can preach what God has given him, and you can come to God and you can feast off that word. But he can lead you, but he can't drive you. And that's the same way the shepherd is tonight. He leads us tonight. I'm glad of that, aren't you? But as we look at this, we see he's leading us. He's taking us from the farm we mentioned this morning, and he's leading us out into other pastures. And we, just to recap, give me just a minute. And as we go back into the pastures, he knows when the sheep stay too long in one pasture and you've dried, the fields are drying up and we need to go to another pasture. He leads us to better pastures. And we mentioned that this morning. But he also leads us down by the ravines and down by the cliffs and the gullies. And he leads us into the valleys of life. And we mentioned that. And we mentioned we'll pick back up in the valley. But we also mentioned he's doing a work in our heart and life. He's doing a work for us tonight. And he's trying to get us up on the mountaintop where the view's clear. Amen. You can see a long way. Everything's good. Hey, it's shouting time on the mountaintop. Amen. Can I tell you, stop right here and before I go any further. And I know churches like this. I'm not being ugly. I know churches like this. And and please don't take me wrong, but if they're not shouting the house down, if they're not up on the mountaintop on every service, so to speak, they've missed the boat. And I'm telling you, that's not what it, no, sir. Listen, how many times have you come in here lowering a snake's belly? Amen. How many times you come in here lowering as you can be? You need something from God. Amen. That's right. And God ministers to you and feeds you, and you feast off the word. And listen, I'm telling you, the sheep that are loud aren't feeding. They're not. Hey, I'm just simply saying, be careful. There's a shouting time, praise the Lord. We'll get there when we get to heaven, and we can shout around a little bit now, but I'm telling you, every time we get together, we've not missed the mark just because it's silent in church. We've not. As long as that word's preached, that's all that matters. As long as that word's preached, somebody's getting something. The sheep are quiet when they feed. That's right. I won't go further, but things fill my mind. I won't go there. Let's just move on. Now I want to say this. He's taking us to places we've never been before. Don't you want to go? Hey, I've never been to heaven. And it's a picture of we're going to the great mountain on high one day, so to speak. And you and I are going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to see one another again. Might not be this side of eternity, but one day we'll see one another again. We sure will. And we'll remember the times and remember the Amen. That's good. Hey, you say you can't take nothing with you? Well, I don't know. I can take some lost sinner that's right there. I can't do anything, but I can show him God and he can get saved. And you know what? I'll see him in heaven one day. I didn't take him with me, but hey, he went with me like you and I did. And we can remember the times that we spent together on earth and had good times. But you know what else we can do? Take memories. Can we not? The Bible says we'll be known as we're known. Can we not have them? Amen. There'll be times we'll be sitting by the river of life and I'll be a fishing. If you look, want to know where I'm at, I'll be a fishing. Amen, probably. But anyway, hey, that's what's wrong with us. It's all right to think that. I think God's going to let me fish. I don't know, but I mean, he called fishermen to be his disciples, didn't he? So why can't I have fishing in heaven? If I can't, just leave me alone. I'm having a good time. But anyway, seriously, you'll find me by the river. I'm going to be fishing. I'm going to be resting a little while. I'm going to have a good time. And we all are. But notice this. I want to mention this morning, we talked about I shall not want for refreshment. Well, I'm glad God, and I'm just going to touch on this in a minute, but I'm glad God brings us in the house of God, aren't you? And we feast off the word. The word is the bread. Amen. He's the him. And we get the meat of the word. Sincere. Amen. We do, don't we? And the little ones get the milk. What are you saying, preacher? God knows what you need. He knows the little ones need the little milk. Amen. He needs the milk. And he needs those that are a mature sheep need meat. Amen.
Yeah, that's what? Right.
That's right.
Amen.
But you know what? Sometimes we need a good cold drink of water. How many times you been working? I'm about like that now. I mean, I'm not working, but I get cotton mouth sometimes. Y'all ever do that? And boy, I tell you, when that gets done, you get done preaching, you get a good cold drink of water, he's nothing like it, are they? I mean, seriously, folks, right? Am I the only one like that? I like that. I mean, sometimes I'm bad about kicking it straight from the bottle, but when it's colder, it's a lot better, ain't it? Amen. I'm glad that God knows. Listen, God leads us. Okay, you've been in mountains, right? We don't have them far away. I've been in mountains. I've logged in mountains and everything else. And on the mountains, you got water sometimes, right? On the edges and right? But what are they? They're moving, right? They're moving. He knows when we're not in the valley yet, he'll take that crook and he'll etch that water out. And they tell me that a sheep won't drink from running water. But yet that shepherd knows what to do and he'll start etching that water out and make a little pond and that sheep will come out. I'm just simply saying he knows what you need tonight, church. Hey, if you need that good cold drink of water, he knows what you need. And you know why? It goes even further. Because when we go in the valley, you know what's down there? The water's not so swift down there, but he still knows what to do if the waters are running. I'll move on. I shall not want for refreshment. Aren't you glad of that? Has anybody ever, could you raise your hand tonight and say, there's never been a time God's not refreshed my soul? Can I add to that? I've never, I shall not want for revival. Every time I come to church, I get revived.
Amen.
I sure do. Do you not? I sure, amen. It's not because I'm a preaching. Hey, I got under some good preaching. I like good preaching. There's nothing wrong with it. Hey, thank God for your preacher who preaches the word. Amen. Number three tonight. I'll hit those two real quick. But I shall not want for the right pass. Amen. I'm glad God knows what paths you and I need to take. I talked to a dear brother this morning. I don't think you'd mind me saying, said he's going to move. God's directing his path somewhere else. Gave him a good church, by the way, too, preacher down there. I'll tell you about it later. I know him. He's a good church down there. And I'm telling you something. I believe church is important. Before I move, I ought to find me. Amen. Good church. That's right. I shall not want for the right path. Sometimes you ever had this? You ever had the Lord change your job? You ever had Lord say, you thought you was going this way, and God says, whoop, go that way? He does that, don't he? But can I tell you tonight, he's a leading, just follow him. Just follow. Well, preacher, how do I know for sure? Do you know how many times, preacher, and I know you have too, God, I think you want me to go this way, and I feel like you're leading me this way. Show me in your word. He'll always back it up.
He will.
So that's what we do sometimes. We blame God on things. God told me to change the church carpet to blue. God don't work like that. God will tell us all to turn, you'll have a vote like anybody. Say amen. We'll blame God, what I'm saying, to get my way. We do that sometimes. I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying, we can blame God for things when God may not be leading. But hey, if I want to know for sure if I'm taking the right path, it'll always line up with the word of God.
Right.
God showed me, and he'll show you. I promise you will. Listen, God called me let me tell you this. God called me to preach 2005. The only thing I got from my grandpa's was a Bible. And God had mentioned two times to me that he's going to use me to preach. And I said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to. That's fine, fine with it, Lord. But it wasn't no emotional thing. I said, yay, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one Saturday night, I had like a Damascus where I couldn't read. I was teaching Sunday school, and I couldn't read. And God just got a hold of me. And every time I look, I just cry like a baby with a mama. Just cry like a baby. And I couldn't do anything. And finally, God says, it's time. And I walked up to my study where I had my Bibles and all my books. I was teaching Sunday school. And I opened up my grandpa's Bible and I said, Lord, I think I know what you want me to do, but if you'll tell me, show me in your word, I won't look back. And preacher, I knew it was in there probably, but I didn't know it was right. And I did something you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I did. Luke chapter 14, verse 36 or 32. Go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be full. And I closed my Bible and I said, all right, Lord, I understand. And I'm yours. And I ain't looked back since, have a mama. I'm not saying I'm anything, but I sure am glad. Preacher, you know, we got the best job this side of eternity. Amen. We sure do. I'm enjoying it. I love to preach. If I could do it 7 days a week, I would. Hey, I love preaching the word of God. I love serving God. And all we are servants. Amen. You'll never preach right. Listen to me. You'll never preach right. You'll never be the preacher God wants you to be until you realize, preacher, all I am is a servant. That's all I am. I'm no bigger than you are. I'm no Mr. Big Chad. Hey, I'm no bigger than the least of anybody in here.
That's right. Amen.
I'm just a servant.
Yes.
You get to that point. And can I tell you this? I mentioned this morning. When you realize he's all you have, he'll be all you need.
That's it. Yes, sir.
I promise you. I thank God for my boat and my truck and my house, but if God took it away tomorrow, I still would be all right. Let me tell you why. Because I got him. Amen.
Right.
Hey, when you come to the point and you realize that the good shepherd is all you have, he's all you have. You can't take it, none of it with you. He's all you have.
Amen.
When you come to that point in your life, you'll realize he's all I need.
Yeah.
What David did, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah. Yes.
Shall not
yes.
want. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to hurry. Boy, I'm having, boy, that's good. And praise the Lord. Notice this. I shall not want for redirection. God says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Sometimes, like I mentioned this morning, he leads us into the valley. I cannot get to the mountaintop without going, what? 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 Help me out, church. Going through the valley. I'm not staying very long. Sometimes it's a longer stay than we like. Hey, but we're not going to stay forever in the valley.
Amen.
We're going through. Yeah. Remember that. All right, now hold on. If you study, you'll find the Lord helped others more in the valley than he ever did mountaintop. And listen, the problem is too many people follow until he starts leading into the valleys, and they stop and they say, no more. I mentioned it to the preacher today. I know a lot of folks, and it's sad. It's sad. Listen, I'm telling you, follow him into the valleys. You're going to go with him without him anyway. Hey, I'm glad. I'd rather walk with him in the valleys than to stop and be back at the barn without him. You get things in the valleys you can't get nowhere else. Can I tell you what? I preach just on the valley, just one message, so I'm not going to be able to get all of it. But fruit grows better in the valleys. Sometimes God will put you in the valleys because you're not growing enough fruit. You're not producing enough fruit. I'll just leave that right there where it is. But you think about that. You take it home. Sometimes God will put us in the valley so we can produce more fruit. Sometimes God leads us into the valley because we need a little fruit.
Right.
The fruit's better in the valleys than it is anywhere else. Hey, I'm telling you, things you'll get in the valley, you won't get nowhere else. Number one, you'll get better fruit. Number one, listen to this. Number two, character grows in the valleys. Can you say, hey, like Job? He puts me through the fire, I'm paraphrasing, but when I come forth, I shall come forth as gold. I'm telling you, when you come through the valleys, you're a better sheep than you was before you come in the valley. I'm telling you something, character grows in the valley. I think about Joseph, preacher. Hey, when he went in the valley, hey, they went in a big valley, didn't he? He sure did. He went to prison one time in the, hey, man, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, he went in the valley, didn't he? But listen, he came out better than he ever went in. Character grows in the valleys. Number three, let me tell you what else grows in the valley. Companionship grows in the valley. Companionship. We'll get closer to him in the valley than we will any other time. You know that. You've done. If you've walked with the Lord at any time, you know that a youngin' gets sick. We're all guilty. I am too. Youngin' gets sick and we. Oh, it's looking bad. Or somebody, we get on our knees. It'll drive us to our knees quicker than it will when we're not in the valley.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's companionship in the valley. David says, for thou art with me. Can I tell you something? Is there, I never will forget. Right after last time I was here, I fell off a ladder. Busted my knee, ACL, MCL, meniscus. Busted my leg down here to where whenever I stood up straight, this whole thing come out like a broken leg. Didn't hurt that bad, but I mean, I had to have it fixed. And I never forget, they wouldn't let me go, nobody go with me. And I don't like the doctors, you know, I don't like to go there. I'm like a cat cage when I go to one, you know what I mean? I just don't, I know you got to go, but I mean, you know, it's just, anyway, so. Here I am in the hospital, and Mama couldn't come with me because of that coronal mess, whatever it was. And I thought, well, Lord, here I see it. And I started thinking, what's really wrong with this leg? Then it wasn't long, the Lord just crawled right up beside my wheelchair I was sitting in. And you know what he said? Really? No joke. I'm with you. I'm with you. Y'all get that. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, when nobody else is around, thou art with me.
Yeah.
Listen, I never will forget when I told Mama, I said, my heart rate gets up when I go there. It's just the way it is. It was high when I went to the surgery that day. And I went into surgery, and they was kind of leery. You know, the anesthesiologist said, I ain't worried about it. Do EKG. I'll make sure he's fine. He's good, you know. So I told Mama, I said, when they willing me down to surgery, know I'm a happy man. Because I was afraid they was going to turn me back because my heart rate would be too high. I did. That's what we fear. Shouldn't fear, but we do, don't we? My fear was I couldn't get it done. I said, well, you see me running down the high, wheel down the high, I'm a happy man. But I'm just simply saying this tonight. When I was on that stretcher and I was in that ER, in that surgery, he was with me. For thou art with me. It don't matter how deep a valley you go. I got an uncle, like I said this morning. I buried, he preached his funeral in the last of January. I watched him go from a big, strong man down. He didn't have cancer. He just died. His kidneys gave out on him, I think, but a bunch of things. But anyway, he just shriveled up before he died. You know how it works. And he went through the dark valley of death, didn't he? I'll never forget, I pulled up to him one time toward the last time I talked to him. I called him Uncle Carlos. I said, Uncle Carlos, I said, listen, I said, it's not going to be long, Lord. They didn't talk quite like we do. He was saved. I don't mean that wrong. What I'm saying is I'm kind of blunt. It's true. I said, Uncle Carlos, it ain't going to be long. Lord's going to come and get you.
That's right.
I said, when he does, I said, it's all right to go.
Yeah.
And I told the family, I said, family, tell him the same thing. Tell him this is all right to go because thou art with me. Hey, the shepherd was standing beside, amen. Hey, the shepherd was with him in the time of death in the deepest, darkest valley. Yeah. The shepherd's with him. Hey, but you know what? The shepherd just took him by the hand and just took him on to heaven.
Amen.
To the great mountaintop on high.
Yeah.
He don't have no worries no more.
That's right.
Hey, no more pain, no more sickness, no more death, no more separation, no more saying goodbye. Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, we go into a better place one day, and the shepherds are leading us.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you right now, I want to finish strong, don't you?
Yes.
I think about old Asa. He didn't fit. Asa done a lot of good things in the Bible.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you something, I want to start right, but I sure do want to finish right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I don't want to be one that compromises. Well, I ain't got enough of amen. I don't want to be one that compromises. No, I'm telling you something. Hey, the old-fashioned way is not broken. It's not. You know what the old-fashioned way is? Just believe in the Bible. That's what the old-fashioned way is. Believing that Bible's the Word of God. Amen. Hey, listening, God saves by grace through faith, not a work. Hey, I'm telling you something. I don't want to compromise. I want to go leave strong. But now we're talking about the valley. And I got to hurry, but listen to this. We talk about the valley. Sometimes the valley's dark, but sometimes the Bible talks about, look at it, verse 4. Look at it if you don't mind. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Don't you agree sometimes the valleys have shadows?
They do.
Do you know a shadow never killed nobody?
That's true.
What are they there for? To make you fear? What are they there for? The enemy's making you try to run back to the barn. And he's made many of them run back to the barn. And the enemy, when you're in the valley, always takes the high ground. You know that. How many military people we got in here? Thank you for your service. Amen. Thank you very much for your service. But you want to take the high ground. Am I right? Amen. And then the enemy takes the high ground when the sheep are in the valley. But you know what? Sometimes the valley gets dark. You can't see nothing. All you can do is hear the shepherd's voice.
Amen.
Bible says that. Sure does. You hear his voice, and my sheep what? Follow me. That's right, amen. That's good, ain't it? Praise the Lord. It ain't me, it's the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes we get in the valley, we see shadows. Sometimes there's something that's not even there. But most of the time, it's the enemy. And he's up there on the mountaintop screaming, you can't make it. You can't make it. You can't make it. You might as well go home and quit trying to serve God. You can't do it. You might as well go back to the barn. You're not going to be able to do it. I got news for you. You know what? I can't do it. But I can if I keep following the shepherd. It's a continual walk. It's not a one day. It's a continual walk. It's not a run. It's a walk. So be careful. Listen to me, church members. Listen to me, child of God. Don't get fearful and run off. Don't run back to the barn. Don't run off on God. Hey, stay with the shepherd. Stay. Hey, listen, you might see the shadows and you say, oh, death's coming. Oh, I'm for sure going to die in the valley. Think about the children of Israel. But I'm telling you something, the good shepherd's not going to let anything happen to you. Listen, there's not no bullet or anything else that can take me until God says it's time for me to go.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
He's all powerful. Amen. He's God. But you know what? The shadows will make us fear. But you know what? To have a shadow, you got to have what? You know Mase Jackson, raise your hand. You ever heard of Mase Jackson? He's got a message. And preacher, I've never heard it, and you can't find it on the internet because I've tried. But he preached a message, somewhere in the shadows you'll find Jesus.
Yeah.
Never heard it. But God started dealing with me on that. And the text was Mary over there in the tomb, and she went to the Lord and was looking for a dead body, but she found the living Savior, didn't she? Amen. Right. And we see that she didn't recognize him as thought she was the gardener. You ever wonder why? I take a big old flashlight, preacher, a big one. And he's the light, and there is no variableness.
No.
He's God, and we use that picture as the light.
Yeah.
And what happens is, you ever felt like he's far away? I'm going to preach this little message to you. You ever feel like he's far away? A lot of times it's because something's come between me and him.
Right.
And it starts casting a shadow on my soul. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a bass boat that I put before God. Sometimes it's a job. I use different people. I'll get one big guy up there. I'll start out with somebody small. It's just a little something.
Yeah.
And it's cast a shadow on our soul. And by the time I get done, I got this big old guy right there next to me, and he's done blocked all the light.
Yeah.
But see, he's not changed.
No.
I'm the one that's put something between me and God. Somewhere in the shadows you'll find him. Bible says, if I draw nigh to God, if I remove those things, I'm telling you, I'll be right back. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say is he's not changed. He's the good shepherd. He'll never change. But I'm telling you, we the ones that put things in front of him and we quit following him and think, amen, we do. Listen to this. To have a shadow, you got to have the light, right?
Yeah.
The S-O-N, the S-U-N's a shining, but I'm glad tonight the S-O-N is too. Amen. What I'm trying to say is simply this. He's not going to let that whatever's casting shadow bother you. If you'll keep your eyes on him, Hebrews. Keep our eyes on, amen, the author and finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes on him, because in darkness I can't see him, preacher. Yeah. All I can do is hear him. But you know what? As the sun comes up and them shadows start, I can see him. I can see him and I can focus on him. Don't look at the shadows. They distract you. Hey, look at him. Look at him.
Yeah.
We got everything in the world to distract us now. We do. We got this and that. I'm not against TV, Lord. I'm not against football. But I'm just simply saying, if we're not careful, we'll put those things in front of God, and it distracts us from following him. Shall not want for redirection. Amen. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. Not me, it's the Lord. Now, I shall not want for refreshment. Well, can I tell you this about the valley? I don't have time to deal with this, but go home and study the rod in the shepherd's rod in the club, whatever. I wrote crook in the, I'm losing my mind. His rod and his crook. He uses that crook to gather back the sheep, does he not? Sometimes I shall not want for the right path. Sometimes I might get off the right path. You know what I tell you what he does? He'll lasso me back a little bit. Amen. His love lassos us. You study, amen, study your Bible. Sure does. Hey, because of his love, he'll lasso us back to the fold. And he uses that. But you know what else he does? He uses that big old club to beat the enemy in the head. Those that are casting shadow, if he comes around, he'll knock him in the head. I believe that. I got to hurry. I'll hurry. Listen to this. Summertime. You know what? There's a lot of things that I shall not want for refreshment. Listen to this. I remember as a small child running around the creek bank. I grew up around the creek, wondering if I hadn't got snake bit. And my grandma would go out on the top of the old cellar, and way off down in the valley, I was in the creek and down the hillside, and grandma would holler, "Come and get it." And boy, I tell you what, I don't care if it was sweet tea. It would be really good if it's sweet tea and lemon. But a lot of times it was cooking. And she, like your grandma, could cook a spread. And then us boys would run up through there, we was ready to eat. What are you saying for that? I'm just saying God knows when you need to feed, and he knows what you feed on. I'm just simply saying this. You ever, how many here fix a sandwich? Men, raise your hand. How many times you ever fix a sandwich yourself? It's not as good as mama fixes it, is it? Don't mama fix a better sandwich than we do?
Amen.
I'm just simply saying, quit trying to feast off the things of the world. Quit trying to feast off the things of the society and things that, hey, feast on Him. Feast on Him. His sandwiches, so to speak, is much better. Amen. His dinners are so much better. Amen. You see what I'm saying? I'm just simply saying, feast off Him. Quit trying to feed all the world. There's nothing like getting in your office or your quiet space and getting down on your knees and talking to the Lord a little while. And Him slipping up beside you and saying, ma'am, it's going to be all right. Have you ever been in a bad spot in a valley? Have you ever been in a valley bad enough to feel like He just puts your arms around you? You say, preacher, you crazy. I might be, but leave me alone. Right. There's been times in my life it feels like His big old arms just wrap around me and says, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, I'm telling you. Oh, that's feeding on Him like nothing else. I can't deal with the flies, but you know what? There's a lot of things that cause unrest to the sheep. Number one of them is flies. There's all sorts of flies. All I'm trying to say to you tonight is this. Sheep, if you're not careful, there's flies in this world that'll bother you. You go out to summertime cooking, and first thing you do is take them big old baked beans and a good hamburger, and then boom, fly hits on it, don't it? And you smack him off, right? And he becomes a bother to you. I'm just simply saying this, in our life in which we're trying to serve God and we're walking with God, there's little flies that'll bother you. There's things that'll bother you and infect you. The flies would infect the sheep sometimes. That's why I can't deal with this, but I wished I could. But I'm telling you, God knows when to take the ointment and to put it on the head. And then sometimes He may rub it on the shoulder. He knows what you stand in need of as far as bandaging up. He knows what you stand in need of when it comes time to just holding you and taking you in His arms and carrying you a little while. Have you ever been to the point the way you said, God, I just need you to carry me a little while? Yeah. You ever been to that point? Yeah. Well, I have. There's never been a time that the shepherd didn't take me up and carry me. Oh, if you don't know Him tonight, I highly recommend Him.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could spend time on the ointment. But He knows what you need. Just let me say that. He knows when you need bandaged up. He knows when you need green pastures just to rest. He knows when you've been cut. He knows when there's a rock in your way and He'll skid it out. He will. Hey, He's on the right path. Just follow the Lord. He'll keep you going on the right path. Amen. You won't go astray as long as you follow Him. Oh, Lord, help us. I would say this, I shall not want for rewarding. Has He ever rewarded you? Well, I tell you right now, I go home tonight, and God's been good to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's rewarded me this side of heaven like I don't deserve. But if He'd never done nothing else, He's spiritually, I've been rewarded. Amen. You think about that. Surely goodness. Well, what do you mean, preacher? Well, oh, this helped me so much. The Lord is leading His sheep, and we're following after Him. And we don't need to turn around.
No.
But every now and then, I'm not sure if it's not okay. I'm not going to tell you it's okay to look around. Bible talks about keep our eyes on Him. But if you do turn around, or if you do slip around the ravine, or if you do something and look back behind you, you know who's following you. Surely goodness and mercy is following me. Now how can we go wrong, church, when Christ is leading us? And surely goodness and mercy is following us. I'll go back down the mountaintop tonight, and surely goodness and mercy's followed me.
Amen.
You'll go to your work tomorrow and you'll think, oh, hey, I'm telling you, if you'll look, surely goodness and mercy's following you all the days of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, God, help us. That's good. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The psalm starts with "Thee, Lord," and it ends in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Can I say to you tonight, He's everything in between.
Amen.
I'm almost done, I promise. Church, we'll soon be going home, where we'll be with our Savior and our Shepherd forever. That day won't be no more worries, no more problems, no more troubles, no more valleys, no more enemy. But until that day, our Shepherd knows what you need. He knows how to care for you. He knows how to love you. He knows how to look for you if you slip off around too far away. He knows if you've wandered off a little bit. He knows that tonight. I'm just going to say this and then I'll quit. You're looking at a sheep that's completely satisfied with his Savior.
Amen.
But you're looking at a sheep that's completely satisfied with his Shepherd.
Amen.
How about you tonight?
Yes, sir.
You satisfied?
Amen.
Amen. Too many people are wandering around in the wilderness of want. And I'm telling you something, can I tell you, the world bothers me. The world in America, what we're living in, bothers me. It bothers me, but I don't even turn on the news a lot of times because it bothers me. But you know what? He's still in leading us. And I'm still following, preacher is too. And if we do get a little distracted and we turn around and look, surely goodness and mercy is following us. How can we go wrong, church? I'm satisfied tonight. How about you? Maybe there's somebody here that don't know him. Maybe you know someone here who's wayward. Let's stand to our feet if you would please tonight. Maybe you know, you should say this tonight. Preacher, I know someone who says they're saved, but they're wayward. You may be the only one that God would use to bring them back. You may be the only one that can talk to them. You may be the only one that's praying for them. I'm not trying to fill the altar up tonight, but I wonder if you know somebody who's wayward, and you would represent them and say, God, they're not here, but I want to pray for them. I want to call their name out to you, and I want them to get back where they need to be with you. Would that be you tonight? Say, preacher, I know sheep who's wandered off. They say they're saved. Maybe you have grandchildren. Maybe you have children. Say, preacher, they say they're saved. They're not in church. Why don't you pray for them tonight? Would you do that? Just come on. It'll be all right. Hey, the altar's a place that we can get in touch with God. Amen. And God will help us tonight if we'll come to the Good Shepherd. Listen, if you know someone who's wayward, pray for them. Maybe somebody's in the wilderness tonight. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Maybe you hear and you say, preacher, I'm living for the wrong one. I don't know that shepherd you're talking about tonight. I'm not coming to you, but I want to pray for you. The preacher's not going to come to you. We just want to pray for you. Maybe you can slip up a hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know him. Would that be you tonight? I'm not calling you out, I promise you. I just want to pray for you. God bless your honesty. Anybody else say, preacher, pray for me. Can I tell you something? If you've raised your hand, or maybe you didn't even raise your hand, but you know you need this, you don't know him as your Savior. Listen, you're living for the wrong one. God says, I'm not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. God wants you to be saved tonight. Can I ask you tonight if you just slip out where you are? It'll be just fine. God will take you by the hand if you'll come. God is the Good Shepherd. I promise you, and the preacher will say the same thing. Oh, he's been better than me than I've ever been to him. Amen. My prayer is as I leave tonight that you know him. If you don't, they're going to sing a song in just a minute. If you don't know him, hey, I highly recommend him. And the preacher will come right now, if you would, preacher, if you don't mind. And he'll lead us in music. And if you need to be saved, God will save you. If you'll just come to him tonight. God bless you, church. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to me. God bless you. Love y'all. Love you very much, Pastor. Thank you, preacher.
Thank
love you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. All right. While these folks are down here in the altar praying, back there praying, We're going to sing a little song. That's the way we do it as Baptists. There's nothing in the Bible says you have to sing a song and give an altar call. That's just our tradition. That's what we do. You all stand up tonight and let's sing.
377, the All-American Church Hymnal, Where He Leads Me.